Hello, everyone.
I am not smacking, G.
You are. Jesus
Christ. She's up and down, I'm smacking. Anywho, that's Janita. Welcome to the next episode of Hot Mustard. Glad that you decided to join us again for another week. I hope you guys are having a great week thus far. And today's topic is going to be interesting. This is a real life situation for us both. And we've already mentioned previously we have two children. We have Trinity, who is 6 years old, and we have Terrence Jr., we call TJ, who is 2 years old, and they're the love of our lives. They get on our nerves. They are always asking for something, but we couldn't imagine life without them. And we was totally content with them two being our children for the rest of our life, you know. I set up a savings account for him through Merrill Lynch, and I had my boy, I had my girl. Life is great. TJ is on the brink of independency, on the brink of being able to drop him off with people, and they'll be okay with watching him because, you know, he's going to be potty trained and all of that great things. And I even took it a step further. I'm like, you know what, man, we are good. You know, I'm gonna go get a vasectomy. You know, like, I'm gonna end this thing. You know? I'm not. Leave it up to chance. So January, I went and got the balls cut. And
really?
Yeah, man, gotta keep it raw. I went and got the balls cut.
Jesus help us.
20 minutes, he sewed it back up. And, you know, in a week, I was good. And he was like, you know, it's not over. You need to ejaculate 25 to 30 times. Bring two samples back to me. Make sure you're good. Then you're free to ride out. So, this was January of 2020. I hit the mark of the ejaculations, let's just say. And, COVID hit. COVID was starting to become a thing to my defense. So I never actually took samples back, you know. But I mean, that was January. And August, we got some interesting news. You want to take it from there, Miss Spice? Because I'm getting depressed thinking about it.
I'm pregnant, y'all. So that's where we are. We got pregnant in June. So 6 months later. We got pregnant. Even though Terrence had a vasectomy.
Man, listen, that's me typing, so I know I'm hearing that sound. But yeah, man.
So we're about to have a boy again.
Tristan.
And he'll be here in April.
Will.
And he's going to be our third child. So
he is.
We are adjusting. I am getting my mindset adjusted. To be a mom of three. And it's definitely, I was shocked, you all, to say the least.
So let's backtrack, because what happened was, Janita was like, man, I haven't had a period in, whatever. And I was like, oh yeah, you may just be stressed, or, you know, that's a lot of factors. I mean, because I know the alternative is not it. So, like, maybe you're stressed or something like that. And then you say you had, like, thoughts, like, yeah, keep in mind, like, prior to this, we was having dreams of a girl, actually. I had a dream that we had another girl, and she had a dream, and I was like, you know, well, maybe we're going to be watching one of your friend's babies or something, because, you know we're not having another one. And, so I started off, like, normal pregnancies, like, missing period, things like that.
Terrence don't know how to start off. Anywho, he's talking like... like most guys do, like they just know. Anywho, let me go back, y'all, and tell y'all the real story. All right, so we were, first of all, having marital. We were trying to get our life together as far as us seeing eye to eye.
You getting all personal and stuff.
I mean, you came out and talked about your balls, so how personal can we be? Anywho, so we were trying to gather ourselves, okay, y'all? And anybody who knows I mean, have been married or is married. You know what I mean. We were trying to gather ourselves. And the furthest thing from my mind was being pregnant, because Terrence had had this vasectomy. I hadn't done deep research on, you know, the outcomes of it, or else I would have been way much more involved as far as him going back to the doctor to get his sperm checked. But I didn't do research. I just trusted him to follow through and do what he was told by the doctor and follow doctor's orders, right? And anywho, fast forward to June, really fast forward to July. No, June. June, when I had my cycle was longer than what it normally is. And ladies, let me just tell you, I am one of those people. Oh, like I'm feeling some type of way. So it must, I'm feeling like it's raining outside. So it must be raining outside. Like that's how I am with my body. So, you know, I'm very in tuned. And so anywho, cycle was longer, normally not longer, but has been longer before. So I was thinking, oh, okay, my body must be readjusting. It's funny saying it out loud, but because I was readjusting. All right. So anywho, fast forward to July, my cycle did not come on time. And I actually have like a app that I use to kind of like keep me abreast on, you know, where I am. And so, you know, it came up and it's like, your period should be starting. And it did not, right? It did not for a good week or so. And I was like, what is happening? Now, mind you all, I had been working out intensively, working out almost every day, every other day for sure. And then I was about to go and hire a nutritionist because I was like, man, like I've just been really lethargic. And I know like I'm in school now. I'm like with the kids. I'm working in my studio. Like I am just hitting it, you know, hard. So that's what had me starting to work out. I'm like, maybe I just need to do more as far as getting my energy up, change the way I'm eating. You know, let me get with a nutritionist and let her look at my blood work. I mean, y'all, I am for real talking to my friends about this. Looking forward to, you know, getting some strength training, you know, all of the above. And then another month, like another like few weeks hit. And I'm like, you know what happened? I was headed to the chiropractor. So I knew my chiropractor appointment.
Yeah, they want to take that risk.
It kept coming to me like, Janina, go get a test. And I'm like, okay, let me go get this test. So the morning of my appointment, you all, I went to go get the test into Target. Now, mind you, we're in COVID and it's like 8 o'clock when they first open. So they're like, this is like high peak hours or high risk hour. So if you're not pregnant or you don't have like some type of health challenge, then you have to wait till 9. I said, yeah, I'm actually coming in here to get a pregnancy test. The lady started laughing like, okay, yes, go right ahead. So I went ahead, grabbed the test, y'all. I did the one that's like the 3 because I was like, if I'm pregnant, I'm taking all 3 of these tests.
And these are the tests that, these are the same brand that you use.
Brand that I use for Trinity and TJ. So they, you know, I'm like, come on now. So y'all, I go ahead, get back to the house. I don't even think I mentioned it to Terrence. I get back to the house, take the test, and it only has 1 strip on it. So I'm like, whoo, I'm like sigh of relief, but then like, dang, then what's going on with me then? Y'all, I wash my hands, put the test, you know, before I wash my hands, put the test on the back of the toilet seat and go ahead and wash my hands. Y'all, by the time I finished drying my hands and look back at that test, it was a strong 2 lines.
And you don't tell me, I'm in the living room chilling, going to the bathroom. I'm like, what?
Now, mind you,
I'm thinking I'm about to look at in the bathroom.
Remember we had those big, like, Texas bugs? So you thought it was a Texas bug in our bathroom. Like,
yeah, we had an issue with these water bugs that was coming through the pipe. And I'm like, man, I ain't got got time for no bug or whatever she's trying to let me see. And I'm going to the bathroom looking around. I'm like, I don't see anything. And I noticed the pregnancy test and I'm like, I should sit there and look at it. I was just like, wow. Like, because I knew she had missed her period and I knew that was a thought, like, you know, she could be pregnant. And I was just like, this is God right here, bro. Like, we having baby Jesus. Like, this is because, you know, if it's after me, you're literally cutting the little vein or whatever that is. You're cutting it in half and tying the ends. So, like, any sperm that I'm generating, that's why he wanted me to clean out my system, because the vein that's connected to the, that's on the upper part connected to the penis, you know, there's still sperm in there possibly. It's like a pipe, you know, so it's like, get that out and you should be good. And I guess you researched and said that it's possible it could reconnect or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Like, I
haven't researched it since. I'm just like, man.
Before I tell that part, I wanted to make sure that I shared that I did not believe the test, y'all. That wasn't enough for me. I called my doctor and said, I need to come in. And y'all, I do not like going to the doctor and getting no shots or getting no blood drawn, no needle, nothing. But I called my doctor and I'm like, can y'all get me in? Because this pregnancy test say I'm pregnant. So let me do this blood work real quick, because I cannot. And sure enough, you all, they called me the next day and, yeah, Janita, it's you pregnant, yeah. And I'm like, well, how many weeks am I? And she's like, you're almost 2 months.
No, I wasn't in that stage. Remember, we went, I don't know if it was a weekend or what, but we had to wait. And that was the longest wait.
No.
It was the next day?
Yeah, because she was able to find out.
Oh, so you made her wait a day or two to go in then.
I had to wait to find out how many weeks.
Oh, okay.
That's the part we had to wait for. Now that you're saying that. Yeah, we had to wait because we went into the weekend, I think. Finding out how many weeks we were. So, yeah. That's what we had to wait for. But, she confirmed that the next day. She was happily too. She seemed so. Because she also mentioned to me that taking iron supplements or any supplements can also give you a false positive on home pregnancy tests. So she was like, okay, we did put you on iron supplements. Maybe that's why you're getting this pregnancy test positive. And I'm like, well, tell me something. Because everything, I'm saying everything and processing everything, but the fact that Terrence did not do what he was supposed to do and go back and get that sperm test.
I ended up back on me.
Hey. I am processing everything. I am not thinking, oh, it's because the vasectomy didn't work. I'm thinking, check my blood, run that again.
So studies have shown that it costs on average of $250,000 to raise a child from birth till the end of high school. It's probably more, but roughly. So, yeah, that was a $250,000 error I made by not taking my sperm back to the doctor. So if you're a woman and listening to this podcast, if you're a man, you get this done, definitely go get it checked.
Multiple times. So I went back. We were cleaning out some cabinets, and I found the paperwork that Terrence was sent home with and read the paperwork. And in the paperwork, it says you don't have to come back one time. You need to come back two separate times. Now, leaving gaps in between those times, but at least two separate times to get your sperm checked out. So it's not something that is just a one time. You have to kind of stay on it. And then I also researched this lady. She was on YouTube. I mean, they had like a lot of kids, y'all. And she basically was like, my husband had a vasectomy a year ago and I'm pregnant. And she said basically what happened is his tubes, the veins reconnected, according to the doctor. And so it kind of makes sense, right? Because healing processes, I mean, and I only know this just because of the field that I work in, but like the body was made to heal itself. So while we get vasectomies and we get our tubes tied and different things of that nature, that is not how God created us. He created us. He created our bodies to heal itself. So if something is off, I mean, it's not funny, but it's true. If something is off, it's made to mend. It's made to heal itself.
That's not even something he mentioned. He even mentioned that as a possibility. Like if he had even told me that was a possibility, the doctor, he didn't even say that was a possibility that the veins could come back together and merge back together.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I guess I can understand that if they're just floating around and happen to like, hey, we used to be connected. Let's hook it back up. Like, I don't know, but I'm just like, dang, dog. Like, man, so.
So where are you now? Because we are 4 months.
Oh, yeah, I'm good now. I mean, you know, but total transparency, I mean, we're not wealthy people, right? Like, we normal, I'm a 9-to-5-er. She owns her own business. We do pretty well, but we live in North Dallas, and North Dallas is no joke when it comes to cost of living. And we got two little ones with everybody else working. You know, you got to pay for daycare and stuff like that. So daycare for two kids is like a mortgage, like for real, for real.
No exaggeration.
Yeah, so like, so for us, it was more like as the man of the house, you know, we was making plans. We was, you know, making progress and things like that. And she had started school, as she mentioned, you know, to be certified to license people for nails and things like that. So we was just like on a move, right? Getting used to TJ. So it's just like a, like, hey, this is happening. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, we're not teenagers. We're grown. You know what I mean? So you know, we'll make it happen. It's all good. 2 and 3 is not that much of a difference. It's really just more. For me, I struggle with the baby stage. Like, you know, the whole whining and all that stuff, I can't deal with. I was just like, ugh. I like when they could talk. You know, Janita can't stand them talking back and stuff like that. I don't mind that. Talk back to me. As long as I know what you're saying. But the whole whining, not knowing what's going on, I struggle with that. So just the thought of having to deal with that again for another 2-3 years after TJ was just like, woo, because TJ is work. And so, because he's a boy, you know, more energetic, things like that. So it was just the thought of, man, having to go through that again, having to pay for daycare for another 2-3 years. Like, ugh, you know what I mean? So 3 kids, so now you got to get an SUV. If you don't have one, now you got to, you buy plane tickets, you know, we about to be on a separate road for real. Like, you know what I mean? So. Oh, all those things I be thinking about, man. Like, geez Louise. So, yeah, it was just like, as the man of the house, and I'm very number-driven, black and white, you know, already. I'm not very optimistic like Janita, you know. I look at everything literal. So, I was just, for a second there, I was just like, oh, my God. I was like, bro, like, why are you doing this?
What did you tell your manager? You must tell them.
What?
That day you found out, what you tell your manager?
I was like, yo, because, yeah, that was the day you went to the doctor and got it confirmed. And I was just like, yo, man, I really can't focus on work right now. Don't tell nobody, but, you know, we're expecting another one. And, you know, I just need a moment. She was like, well, congratulations, but I definitely understand if you wouldn't, because she knew about the vasectomy and all that, so. So yeah, man, it's just
because he told everybody, y'all. That's the thing.
That's the other side of it. I was bragging, like, so. Body. We have real close friends that we kick it with, and it's 5 of us, so 5 couples, and So 2 of them just got pregnant with their 3rd in the last like 2 years, and. So, you know, I was just like, man, I'm done, bro. Like, man, y'all, good luck with that 3 baby stuff. I'm done, man. Like, I got y'all better go get the vasectomy. I was an apologist for vasectomies. Like, man, y'all need to go and get that mug cut, you know? Like, I'm done, cuz. Like, I could just smash and light up the club and not nothing happen, you know what I mean? Like, just bragging, yes, you know y'all, what I mean?
This is how he was talking.
And so, man, and what's crazy is Reman, my homeboy, just got it like 2 days before. I'm not exaggerating. He had called me. He was pondering it for months because he just had 3. He don't want no more. Pondering for months. Asked me for guidance on that. I referred him to my doctor, the same doctor that did me. He went and got it done. He called me that morning for a last minute motivation. I'm like, bro, you good, man. Just think about it. Like, you going. Like, you know what I mean? Jesus. Literally, I'm not exaggerating. 2 days later, Boom. So that call I had to make to him to let him know that you need to get it checked because I'm pregnant. We're having a baby. Like, that was a weird call, man. So, but at this point, I'm totally excited. I'm totally excited for another boy. We're having a boy, and his name will be Tristan. And yeah, we're just waiting to bundle the joy. So obviously, our prayer now is that he will be healthy. Knock on wood, but you know, our kids love Janita's womb. Like, they stay in that mother the full 40. So I don't expect any different for Tristan. So I expect him to come in April, and we'll probably have to induce or something crazy. But I know Janita's speaking against that. I'm sorry, Janita. I forgot. I'm just saying, like,
they stay. Much. You just talk about your own stuff.
I'm just saying that they like your womb. They like to stay in your womb. That's all I'm saying. I didn't mean to imply that we would have to induce you.
You said a lot in that 1 minute. But carry on. Lord.
But anyway, I'm excited.
Period.
Yeah. Jesus. Have mercy. man. So, yeah, I am the 1%. I thought I would be the 1% in other areas.
We may. God may bless us in that regard.
I'm hoping to be the 1% in other areas, i.e. finances, but 99% of vasectomies are successful, but there is a 1% chance that, you know, you can have a baby. And I'm the 1%. This baby is a miracle baby. I mean, all babies are miracles. Pregnancies are so fragile. They are so delicate. You have to pray through the whole thing. Pray during the delivery. Like, if you don't believe in a God, you better tap into something, because science, whatever, because it's so fragile. But, you know, this baby right here is a miracle baby for real. Like, this is baby Jesus. This baby gonna be the president, an NFL player, NBA player, or something. Like, I'm gonna understand why God did this later. I don't understand it now, but we're gonna know in 20 years why God brought Tristan to us. Cause, yeah, man.
No, that's all of the above. Most definitely. Because
it don't make any sense. So yeah, man, we just wanted to, first of all, share this news. You know, this is not something that we've publicized. I don't know why. We're excited. We're not, like, less excited with Tristan than we are with the other two, but we haven't done the whole social media thing, the whole you're not really feeling the baby shower, maybe because of COVID, but like, why is that? Like,
I just need a minute, child. I need a minute, y'all. I'm Darren's skipping and dipping and chipping, but I have a lot on my plate, and I just needed a whole minute to get myself. But everybody is different as far as how they handle things.
That's an episode right there. Like, I'm thinking grass is green on the other side type of thing. Like, men and women deal with equal stress levels, just different stuff.
Well, for sure. Nobody's saying that. That's not a fact. I needed a minute, and you know, people will know, child, because we will have a third child toting around. So, but people who
belly,
are
you won't be less. You won't. Yeah, you're a picture taker, so that belly gonna be showing.
Right, and people that we talk to on a consistent basis, they know. So, you know, I didn't feel like we're hiding it. Our family, they know.
Yeah.
We just haven't posted on social, which social will be fine.
We made a video though, so I posted. Mm. Yeah, man. So, if you have a similar story or something that happened unexpectedly in your marriage, feel free to share. Follow us on Instagram at Hot Mustard Podcast and DM us, or, you know, leave a comment below this episode's image and just share with us any surprises that you've had, whether it was a surprise child, or, you know, a surprise trip, or a surprise layoff, firing, and how that impacted your marriage. We would love to hear those stories, and, you know, maybe we'll select someone to kind of do a Q&A session with, because we like to talk to our community, whether it's 5 of you, 10 of you, 100 of you, 1,000 of you. They're all our peeps, so we want to connect with you, and yeah. Any last thoughts on this endeavor we're about to embark on?
God be with us.
He is. We good. We good. It's a surprise, but we good. You've been listening to the Hot Mustard Podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have, please subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. We'll catch you on the next one. I love you.